Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's the 21st day of December 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 30 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And I think we're going to get some snow, more snow this afternoon. But it was cold. It was like 14 this morning, so it's been getting cold here. So we can hope. I mean, I hate winter, but I hate the goddamn smoky, dry, fucking putrid, burning-ass summer worse. And that's just happened over a few years. We're just going to open up talking a little bit. I hope Jamal's there. We'll be right back. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I don't suppose Jamal's on there. No, he must be working. We've been talking this morning on the side about New York. You know, their governor is going to declare the right to indefinite detention, and as Jamal mentioned, the National Defense Authorization Act, sections 21 and 22, military arrest and indefinite detention of fucking American nationals without due process of the law, and that's what you're talking here. But but Jamal's pissed because, you know, a lot of people come out and go, those New Yorkers just fucking unlocked. New York ain't allowed shit yet. Get that through your fucking head, man. I mean, remember the fucking assault weapons and the goddamn over 10-round clip bans in Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Jersey and fucking New York? Well, they haven't done so fucking well on those, have they? People have not fucking cooperated. No more than people are going to cooperate with this fucking shit. I mean, prejudging people, I mean, prejudge yourself. But each person is an individual, and as an individual, they stand or they'll fucking turn and run. That's just all there is to it. But I don't think that, I know a lot of people, I've known a lot of people from New York over my life, and they're not pussies. They'll fight. But for the first thing, you know, it's just, we've been bombarded with fucking threats. I mean, in every fucking state, I live in a fucking commie fucking state, if ever there fucking was one. And then the threats, well, we'll get to fucking doing it. We keep saying that. Get to fucking doing it. So they made a threat in fucking New York, and they say, oh, they got the New Yorkers, they're gonna do, they ain't done it to no fucking buddy yet. How can you fucking say that? Now, there is one thing I did. Jamal just sent in another video, and I didn't get to listen to the whole thing before I got up here, but I did get to listen to enough until there is one thing I do disagree on, and that's the Australians. The Australians did turn over their fucking guns. I won't. And because they turned over their guns, more of us are going to have to fucking die. to fucking get you to make this thing right. More Americans are going to have to, more Americans who won't fucking give up their fucking guns, who will use those son of a bitches, are going to have to fucking die. Because the Aussies just hand, I cannot believe the people from Australia didn't fucking know better than that. Because they did. And they really didn't want to do it. They just fucking, you know, just, it was easier. Because they always had the United States sitting over there with fucking a couple of billion guns and shit. And I guess we'll take care of the fucking, we'll take care of everybody else's fucking fighting for them. That's not how it's going to fucking work. The Aussies fucked up. Plain and simple. And they did it out of cowardice, because they should have fucking, they could have wiped their god, that goddamn queen's fucking guard off their goddamn island with the fucking, with like a sweep in the fucking floor with a broom. So giving up the guns was not a good idea, but also fucking prejudging the fucking New Yorkers before, I mean, fuck, who among us have not been threatened with what they're gonna do to us? And if it, you know, he talked about, you know, the people coming to New York. Or so. You don't got to go to New York. I guarantee you there's tyranny right where you're fucking at. And I mean, if you want to fight tyranny, fight fucking tyranny. But I mean, I wrote a comment and I said, don't expect me to jump up and fucking lead the fucking charge. I've played that fucking game before, too. People are real fucking brave until it comes to fucking something dangerous. And then you find out, you don't want to be in the wrong spot when you find out who's got balls and who doesn't. There are certain people I know will back my back. With their fucking lives, they will back my back. And those people are the only people I would stand and fight with. Other than that, I'll go myself until I find people that I can fucking trust. Plain and simple. Anyway, got that off my chest. I hope that Jamal was listening, so maybe he has an opinion on it. But he does, you know, he did a good video on it, but I do disagree with the Australian thing. They should have never, none of these countries should have given up their goddamn guns. They know, fucking, look at the 20th century. I want to look at Venezuela. I mean, it ain't like they didn't have the fucking example. And Venezuela had fucking goddamn Australia as an example, and they gave up their fucking guns 2 months later. They're fucking starving to death, being beaten down in the fucking streets. This ain't rocket science. The only reason they ain't doing this shit to us is because we have the fucking means to kill them if we have the fucking balls to use them. And that's what it's going to come down to. And I personally am not looking for nobody to do my fucking fighting for me but me. But when it does begin, we're going to be out there. We are a people. We are all the unorganized militia of this fucking country. And when I see others that I can trust that fucking fight and do more killing than they do dying, I'm gonna join with them. Go ahead. Thought I heard somebody. Yep. Go ahead.
Hey Henry, how you doing?
Hey brother.
How's it going, brother? Thank you by the way for, you know, watching it and saying what you did. About the Australia thing, I don't disagree with you at all. They never should have given up those guns. My point wasn't, you know, and that they that I feel sorry for them doing that. My point is for a lot of the people who people I know specifically, mm-hmm. who they talk about these places, but yet we have the same thing happening here. Like I pointed out, the NDAA, which was signed years ago, like basically saying, you know, the triggers that should have started this thing happened a long time ago.
Oh yes,
we're only seeing these people doing this now because they have things in place. You know, they put things in place for years, and the NDAA says it plainly that, you know, they can come and take us in the middle of the night, no due process, no reason, and no trial, no representation or nothing. If that wasn't enough to get people started, I really don't know what is. I mean, I know there are people who, like myself, and I'll put my name out there, who are willing to fight and die to the end for this. And, you know, but we feel alone. When I look around, when I see the people around me, Henry, there's people who tell me flat out, yeah, I'll get involved when things get better, but I'm not going to put myself on the front line or whatever. I don't mean, like, out to lead the charge with everybody else. I mean to do anything. That's what people tell me. That's the kind of people I see around me all the time. And it's, you know, it's just to the point where, like, what else do you have left? What kind of life do we think we're going to have, or what kind of status do we think we're going to have, or anything. The end game of this New World Order thing, it's spelled out in the Protocols of Zion. We are to be enslaved cattle to the ruling class elite, period. There's to be nothing left for us. So what do we think we're holding on to? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't disagree at all that they shouldn't have gave up their guns, that they're stupid for doing that. Of course. But my point was, to people who criticize them for it, like I said, here we sit in the country with the biggest population of gun owners, and this thing hasn't gotten to, in my opinion, where it should have been a long time ago.
We have the goddamn law behind us, brother. Fucking written, ratified, highest law of this land, screaming at us to fucking shut this shit down. That this is a fuck, that they're going to take. It's just like the King George III. I'm coming to take your goddamn sovereignty and your property, everything you fucking own. The people came out with their goddamn guns to meet him and fucking shot him up. But you're right. There's people, I mean, there's still, you know, paper's paper. I mean, sending a mandamus and then enforcing it with a gun is what my only reason I ever mentioned paper. I said I would never fucking even talk about paper anymore because I played that game already. But these goddamn, you're right. These people, I mean, until you face the situation, don't fucking criticize what the other feller has done. But I mean, if you give up that goddamn gun, I mean, you just don't got what it takes. I'm sorry. I guess they can walk in your house and fuck your goddamn daughter, fuck your dog, take whatever yours they want and take your shiny fucking gun away from you. It'll probably be a lot of old worn out fucking guns that'll be the first ones barking in this goddamn country. Because it's always the poor that end up fighting the fucking wars anyway. But, yeah, I mean, the Australians were fools for giving up their guns, and I think they're decent people. I wish they hadn't have given up their guns. If they had engaged, I mean, that would be interesting to, you know, just wonder what the United States would have done, because this happened quite a few years ago. You know, the place it happened was Sandy Hook in goddamn Australia, where this guy who was half retarded turned into fucking Rambo for about 4 fucking hours and supposedly killed all these people. It was a bullshit red flag fucking thing. That's what we'd have called it here, and we told you, fucking come and try and take our guns, you know. But sooner or later, you're right. I don't care who in the fuck you are. It's coming to you. So you better get your goddamn heads right, and you better understand. I mean, either fucking bend over and take it or decide that you're not going to, and you're going to fucking fight to the fucking death. Theirs or yours. And, hey, man, you never know. Samuel Whittemore shot fucking like 4 or 5 times, stabbed all those times, setting up fucking loading his gun when they found him. And he lived through the whole son of a bitch, and he probably killed more fucking British. I mean, there's nothing written in fucking stone here, except the fact that we have the largest fucking military being our fucking armed population on the planet that's ever existed. And we fuck this up, man. And, you know, we will have cause to fucking put shit in the eye of the fucking rest of the goddamn people who gave up their guns when we stand and fight. Our bravery will fucking shine, but we ain't done it yet, okay? So, I mean, I don't believe in bragging on something that ain't happened yet. I mean, I believe our people will rise to the occasion. I believe that there's enough of us, but because of the fucking size of this country, because they keep the fucking people that would fucking stand up to them and fucking put them out of business and run them out of this country, they try to keep them as fucking impoverished as they can.
Yeah, you're 100% right, Henry. On that point, that's what's going on right now. I, you know, at this moment, I'm out of work because of all of this, from a job that I've been at for almost 20 years. But it was time for me to put my money where my mouth was. And that's what I did.
My grandfather and my great-grandfather fought in the Union Wars in West Virginia, coal miners. And they fought with billy clubs and pistols. And when they came and they fucking took their fucking, you know, they started moving away. My mom was raised in a coal camp up on Cabin Creek. And when they, you know, when the miners started fucking striking because they couldn't even make enough money to stay in debt and still watch their kids go fucking hungry, you know, it was socialism. There were people like Trotsky that were fucking pushing for it. But these people were backwards. They were uneducated. And they didn't know no goddamn better. We do. But I'll tell you what, yeah. They fucking fought. And somebody came to take their fucking job, they'd kill them. That's just, I mean, fuck, that's what America used to be. People used to have fucking goddamn balls in this country. They would fucking kill a goddamn scab. No, you're not. You put a goddamn uniform on them and call them National Guard and fucking know they're a fucking scab and they're not going to fucking make it through the day. I mean, I New York's a big fucking place, man. I know that for a natural fact, but I mean, that's the attitude that people should be taking. It's like tearing down those goddamn statues, you know. No point in it. It's just one of the things that the communists do to try to erase your history so they can build you back in the image of communism. But you go and you say, oh, that dirty son of a bitch, Blumenthal, and these pricks at the top that are handing down these orders. What about the son of a bitch that is taking fucking, you know, he's a fucking local fucking fella. Has a construction business, and he's taken the job of tearing that goddamn fucking monument down. Now, shouldn't exactly. He be paid a fucking visit? Because it didn't.
100%.
Yep. Those people are fucking betrayers. It used to be, God, it wasn't that many years ago, when the people understood the government was fucking something bad, that you had to fucking watch them bastards all the fucking time. They're trying to screw you. Everybody fucking knew it. And then I've said this many times. You'd be going down the street and you might just be walking down the street and see somebody's fucking marijuana plant poking up. Did you run over and get that damn 911 balls call? Give me a 911. No. You went over and knocked on their door and said, hey, buddy, you know, I can see your plant back there. And if I can, anybody can. Oh, have a nice day. And they'd be like, oh, thanks, man. You know, fucking, that's how we were. We were fucking for each other, not for the goddamn international corporate fucking mafia and their goddamn henchmen. We've lost our identity. We've lost who we are. We help one another. Fuck them, son of a bitches. You know that what they want. They want to fucking, just like you said, the Protocols of Zion, they want to enslave your ass. They have put in a goddamn chartered, an unlawful corporation. They have created the Act of 1871. Making this country a fucking corporation instead of Republican. There's a hell of a fucking difference. Look it up. And then, goddamn, 1869, you get the 14th Amendment, naming you as a subject. Really? I'm not your fucking subject. And my goddamn rights are absolute. They're not something that some fucking Queen's Esquire, either on one side of the fucking coin or the other side of the fucking coin, or sitting on the fucking bench, decides, you know, what justice is going to be for me. I have a right to the common law. I have a right to my autonomy. My rights are being shit on all over the fucking place. And I'll probably die. But by God, I'm going to fucking fight them. If you're done there, Jamal, I'm going to go ahead and hit a story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, Pfizer buying cardiovascular biopharma company for $6.7 billion. This is fucking, I mean, we come to the point where it's laughable, but it ain't fucking funny, people. I mean, this is goddamn how blatant it is. This is from National Pulse. It was sent in by Misty for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Pfizer is about to buy Arena Pharmaceuticals for $6.7 billion. Arena is a biopharmaceutical company focused in part on cardiovascular and inflammatory medicines to a global patient cohort. A majority of mainstream news outlets have focused their reportage on Arena's bowel disease treatment, while failing to mention the firm's cardiovascular research. Now here's Pfizer getting a company that fucking fixes broken hearts. Wonder if they got a welder. Utah-based Arena has existing partners with United Therapeutics, who focus their research and efforts on pulmonary arterial arterial hypertension, Pfizer's decision to acquire Arena and their relationship with United Therapeutics is certain to meet net the company more in return than the bowel disease treatment touted by the corporate press. Of course they're going to mislead you with it. I mean, this is, I mean, but it's not even, they really don't give a shit, people. You got to understand that by now. I mean, they're telling, I mean, just like that shit in New York, they're telling you, I'm going to dictate you, you're going to do it or I'll have you put in jail. Really? Are you fucking trying? I'll blow your fucking head off. Let's go. Arena's Crunchbase page also boasts the company's focus on cardiovascular inflammatory diseases. A post on the website states the company is, quote, expanding our capabilities to study cardiovascular conditions. One of the core issues related to COVID-19 is a predisposition to pulmonary arterial hypertension. COVID-19 doesn't exist. Vaccinations have also been heavily linked to cardiovascular issues such as myocarditis, especially in young men. Through a majority of the mainstream news media, reportage has focused on Moderna's mRNA vaccine for COVID-19 doesn't exist, and links to myocarditis. Pfizer's COVID-19 doesn't exist. It's not a vaccine. It is a biological kill agent. Has also been linked to heart condition. Well, yeah, it's going to fuck up all kinds of shit. It's a kill fucking shot. Mike Gladstone, global president and general manager for Pfizer Inflammation and Immunology, has been quoted as saying that the acquisition will complement the capabilities and expertise of both companies, or both, it should be companies, as company, utilizing Pfizer's leading research and global development capabilities, we can accelerate the clinical development of esteromoid or for patients immuno-inflammatory disease. So now they're going to give you a fucking shot that's going to fuck your heart up. And they're going to sell you the goddamn, it's not going to be a fucking cure. It will be a treatment that you'll have to be on for the rest of your fucking life. And I mean, this is right out in the open. What isn't? I mean, Jamal and I were talking earlier. What the fuck does it fucking take? I mean, how far do they have to fucking push you before you fucking push back? You tell me what they haven't done. I asked the other day, I want to know one goddamn thing that they couldn't do right on fucking film, right in the middle of fucking the fucking street. That they would go to fucking jail for, even get a parking ticket for. You have presidents who have sold fucking guidance systems to fucking China. Trump. He fucking unlawfully, by executive fiat, fucking attacked our second article and committing fucking sedition and treason, telling us we can't have bump stops. Who the fuck does he think he is? And he also sat there and said, well, we'll take the guns first and then we'll give the due process of the law. Well, we'll fucking shoot your ass down first and then we'll give the fucking due process of the law, you son of a bitches. And all you goofy fuckers that follow him.
Let's not forget he brought in these killer death shots too, Henry.
Yes, he did.
Killer death shots.
Well, him and Bill O'Reilly were on some kind of thing a couple of days ago. And fucking, he was there fucking saying, yeah, we've both taken our third fucking vaccine, and they're fucking booing him. And he's just laughing it off. Yeah, I bet you've taken your fucking third fucking booster of saline, you lying son of a bitch. Now, that's what gets me is people still think this fucking left-right paradigm is something that's fucking real. It's not. Trump was put there to set the stage for fucking Biden. They plan their shit 100 years into the future. The actual fucking laws that they're trying to use for these goddamn governors in this emergency powers, they do not have, cannot have, because they're a violation of the 9th article of the highest fucking law in this goddamn land, that being the Bill of Rights ratified December 15, 1791. But they can't. But they are. They're telling you to shove your Bill of Rights up your ass. You think about what brought the boys down to Concord. They came out of the mountains, off their fucking farms, and down out of the fucking hills. And then, you know, in Lexington, they met a fucking just a fucking show for us. They were the posers, like goddamn Almond Bundy, only they got fucking, they ran into fucking some fucking British troops that were planning on making an example so that they could just end it all right there, so they were going to be brutal. But I mean, of all the people, I think there was 40 people that didn't even show up on the fucking green. They had no intention of firing a shot. The crossroads was off to the side, and on another road to them, from them. They were just going to stand there and rank and file as the goddamn British Army marched by, only the British Army cut up the fucking road and came and confronted them face to face. And then they were standing there, and a lot of them got fucking killed, but they started shooting. That's where it's got to start. It has to start before it can end, people. I've got news for you. And then when they marched on to Concord, they did. They fucking wreaked havoc on Concord. And then the militias that showed up fucking, you know, they started fucking peppering the hell out of them. They were shooting it out with them, but they did destroy fucking cannon. They destroyed a few things. They burned the Liberty pole, I think it was they called it, that belonged to them. And then they fucking headed back, and that's when the people, the individuals, poured out of their fucking houses and fucking started pouring the fucking gunfire on them and shot them all the way back to Boston, then surrounded Boston with cannon and fucking blew their ass out of Boston. That's when the fucking elite that are fucking oppressing us right now, the corporate elite, they were in charge of the colonies. They were the ones the colonists were rising up against. That's why the king sent the fucking troops to start with. These people, Benjamin Franklin, that fucking hellfire, dirty son of a bitch and mason, son of a bitch and bastard, had went over there and told them, everybody's rich in America. Oh, yeah, they've all got land and everything. I mean, he went over there to see his buddy, the fucking king. They were all part of the fucking big fucking secret society, you see. And told them about all this fucking wealth that just the common man had over here in the United States of America. And so, right away, there came up here, started seeing some taxation in here. And then they fucking, you know, they had their agitators like Sam Adams. I mean, he goes down and everybody thinks, that's Sam Adams. Yeah, Sam Adams. Sam Adams was one of them. He was John Adams' fucking brother. He was a tax fucking collector. But he was sent out to because he was a rabble rouser and he fucking drank in the bars and shit, to fire the people up so they would go fight to give these motherfuckers their own corporate fiefdoms. That's the truth of it. And we better learn the goddamn truth. Especially for fixing to stand and fight and kill and die to fucking make the truth fucking real again. Through the enforcement of our fucking law. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Like a deer in headlights, I stood frozen in my tracks. In the weight of the news, it nearly broke my back. It was late September, and I remember oh so well. Put a rose in the Bible and placed it upon my shelf. Now when it rains, it pours. I wish I didn't know now the things I never knew before. And now
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time. And this Kid Rock is when it rains, it pours, and that's just been like just how it's been for about a year and a half, almost two fucking years now. I mean, we're heading on to see December, January, February, March, April. Five more fucking months. And then we're in May again. That'll be two fucking years of it. And like Jamal mentioned, what the goddamn hell do you need to fucking get your blood up? They've already walked all over your goddamn Bill of Rights. They've declared war on your fucking Bill of Rights. That should be enough there. And of course, it's the same fucking deal. I mean, the criticizing of someone that ain't faced it yet because it ain't fucking happened yet. It's all just fucking threats. Until they come at us, when they come at us, they'll find out who we fucking are. Come on into the fucking jungle and let's do this fucking shit. Because there are people that would rather die on their feet than live on their fucking knees, and there's a whole fucking lot of us. And you know it. We talked about them lying about the numbers yesterday. And then the lies are way, if they tell you, I mean, they're supposed to tell the hugest lie they can, according to Goebbels. And if that was the hugest lie they can, what can the truth be when they have to start backing off from the fucking lie? That's what you got to think about. We have them outnumbered people. We have them out fucking classed. We have them fucking, we have more, we have the brains. They have the fucking transvestites. We better be able to whip them. And I know we can. And then they want to send a fucking million Chinese over here for us to fucking fertilize our soil with. So be it. That's the way it'll go. Anyway, here's the next. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. You know, it's people just got to look at it for what it is.
Yep.
I mean, you know, it's just so much depression. It's so much they just keep. They're trying to make the people lose.
They're trying to demoralize us.
Demoralize, and it puts you in a state of depression to where you feel like, oh, shit, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I? You know, they're going to push, and they're not going to stop. They're going to continue to push this until, I mean, you start getting, you know, a million folks that ain't got a job because they done lost their job because of the threat. You know, it's going to backfire. There's no two ways. It's got to backfire.
Yes, it will.
People just, you can't live your life under this type of
apathy.
Tyranny.
They're trying to push us to apathy. When you get to apathy, man, it's fight or flight. You know, there's not a lot of thinking going on. I don't know about the rest of you. When I wake up in the morning, you know, I feel good. I mean, just right when you come up, starting to become conscious, everything feels good, and then the world starts sinking in, all the shit going on. I don't sink into apathy. It's anger. It's anger that you're fucking, you son of a bitch. I used to get up in the morning and fucking feel good that the fucking day was here, and I got to live another fucking day. Now I'm just fucking pissed, and I want fucking rid of your ass. I want you fucking brought to justice. I want you to fuck out of my country. I want my goddamn, the law of this land, which is that Bill of Rights, I want it enforced with zero tolerance.
But they're just going to keep on, you know, this is the, everybody knows they plan this shit. I mean, I got an email today, from my where I get my prescriptions, which thank God I don't take that many, but I take B12 shots. Yeah. And you know how they talked about the supply chain and all this, and they send me, I can't even get a B12 vitamin shot.
Wow.
I mean, and this is going to continue. There'll be people that are on massive, like insulin or whatever it can be, and they're going to be getting the same emails. Whoops, sorry, we can't get your prescriptions. Sooner or later, I mean, like I say, I mean, you, if you ain't got nothing to lose, you ain't got nothing to lose.
Hello.
That's when it's going to start.
Exactly, man. And then instead of apathy, don't fall into apathy. Get mad, man. Don't get.
Oh, yeah.
And then get even.
And I believe, Henry, honestly, I believe there's more people that are at that stage.
Oh, I do,
They're
too.
Just so fucking pissed. And I don't think no one knows what can predict when it's going to start or how it's going to start. It will start. No one knows.
Exactly.
You know.
The thing
and
that
once it kicks off, that's when it kicks off, as far as I feel.
Yeah, we ain't fought yet, so don't call us
right.
whipped.
Yeah, they're just running their freaking pie holes.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's it.
Can you guys imagine that, like, when it kicks off? I mean, just think about all the revenge factors, especially with this murder, death, kill shot they have put on people, and they're not telling the truth about all this crap, and they're hiding all these adverse effects on people, and they are suppressing it. They're not telling the truth, and these assholes are trying to force a shot upon people. I mean, this is straight up murder what they're doing to us.
It is.
Yeah, but also, Dion, if the people don't realize this by now, It's kind of like many of people on the side have said it. It's a lost cause. You're wasting energy trying to get people to understand it. You know, I mean, if people don't understand what this is by now, they're worthless.
Exactly. Turn into wolves.
I don't take shots.
Go ahead.
Turn into wolves. Be violent. Get angry. You know, if you lock a wolf down, he's not going to, like they have wolves in the zoos and shit, you know. They lock him down, he can't do nothing. You know, you got to get, like, mean, violent, like Henry said.
That's the only thing they understand is fucking violence. They're a violent fucking, communism is pure fucking violence. World War II was fought. All those people who died in World War II fought to preserve international communism and make fucking the Soviet Union a threat to the fucking world. Why? So they could fucking, look, they have an arms race. $5.5 trillion in those days' dollars. What would that be in today's dollars? $50 trillion? I mean, you wonder where in the hell all of this fucking debt comes from? And then you've got these fucking weapons, and now they're telling you, oh, China might just come, they're going to come over and they're going to take you, and they're going to be the mass, they're going to take over the United States. Nobody can take over the United States. What do you think mutual assured destruction means? That means that we have the fucking goddamn arsenal to blow up this planet several times fucking over. And if it is our fucking determination that we will not be slaves upon this planet, we'd rather blow the son of a bitch up. They cannot defeat us. It's impossible. They can destroy themselves along with us, but they'll never fucking enslave us. But yeah,
you know what? You're 100% right. You and Mister, they're not going to stop because actually they can't stop. They have done so much destruction to people's lives. They have to implement. They have to implement this tyranny on us. They have to.
It's just how they go
can't
about
turn
it.
Back.
You see, everybody.
And they buried themselves so deep. There, it's
yes,
just
they
too
can't
deep.
Turn back.
Yep, they're
so
not
the
going to turn back.
So the fighting will happen eventually because they just can't turn back.
No, they can't.
Done, I mean, they have killed. They have robbed people's lives.
Across the world, by the way.
Exactly.
Not just here in the United States. Nobody even knows the goddamn numbers. But, I mean, this is their big kill-off, and this is how they decided to do it. I mean, this is the Georgia Guidestones. They're trying to fucking bring them to fruition. And fuck, if we let them kill us off down to 500 million, man, that's a pretty sorry bunch of fucking people. But we're not. We're not going to fucking allow it because there's just a handful of them. All we got to do is just get rid of this one bunch of fucking misery-making son of a bitches, and we can have a chance at fucking life again. But, and our children can have a chance at life. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. If we do not do this, our fucking progeny is fucked. I'm telling you guys right now. And it's on us. I mean, fucking, you stand there fucking 60 fucking years old, but you know what? This fucking man here, I'm in fucking shape. I'm going to fucking fight your fucking ass, you motherfucker. I'll teach these fucking 20 years. I'll be out there doing the fighting for a 30 or a 20-year-old, and I'll fucking embarrass them for what they fucking are, for not stepping up, for not knowing, for not making it. And when I was 30 years old, my mind was not just on fucking pursuing a fucking dollar bill or getting a bigger house or a fancy car or anything else. I was watching what was going on around me. I was seeing it already. I mean, I was fighting it already. And had everybody, I mean, it used to be the kids had to memorize the Bill of Rights by the time they were in third fucking grade, man. That's where we lost it. With complicity. I mean, after World War II, you know, they gave such big goody scraps. You had people running, you know, I can't remember which one it was. Might have been after World War One. Wilson. One of them, you know, promising a car in every garage, two cars in every garage, and a fucking chicken in every pot. That's assuming you already got a house and a fucking garage and you're going to get an extra car and an extra chicken in your fucking pot. So, I mean, that's when the people became complicit. And quit watching the government so close because the government was just throwing goodies out like fucking candy at a fucking parade. But they weren't really nothing compared to the wealth of this country. They were stealing You know, they'd steal $1 billion worth and give fucking $1,000 back. And, oh, geez, golly, man, what a generous government we have. It ain't our government. It's a goddamn international corporation. And it is their intention, as the Zionists fucking rule it, and to be ruled from the Zion Empire, which was the old Ottoman Empire, to rule this goddamn planet, have us as their goddamn slaves, so that they can be gods on this fucking earth, and they have to kill us off to do it. And that's what they're doing right now. And I agree with Misty. If you ain't fucking figured this out, you're just fucking dumber than a fucking wedge, and you're worthless to the fucking yourself and everybody around you. And if you're going along with this shit, you're even worse than that. You're looking to go swimming. I'm very serious about that. You fucking like this administrative admiralty when your forefathers fought to get the fucking admiralty out of this goddamn country? To get the king's rule across the fucking ocean out of your fucking country? To get that goddamn law of the sea off our fucking land? And you're fucking going for it? You Judeo-Christians? You're fucking backing a foreign fucking country over your fucking own people? You treasonous dog shit-eating motherfuckers? You will pay! And it has gone beyond just goddamn retribution. It's every fucking venge now. And the hate is here. And it's in the jungle. And I guarantee you I ain't walking around with my fucking pants hanging down around my fucking knees. And I guarantee I'm fucking in shape and I'm ready to fucking fight. Because they are not going to take my goddamn sovereignty away from me. I'm not going to be nobody's goddamn slave. I will enforce the law that my grandfathers laid down for this fucking country to make sure I could live in liberty and fucking, and have freedom and fucking own property and own myself. These son of a bitches right now, just like in New York, are telling you don't even own yourself. You think you'll seize me, you motherfucker. When that got written into, we covered it a lot, the National Defense Authorization Act, when they put sections 1021 and 1022 in. And it's straight up, it reads that they can military arrest without fucking warrant and then indefinite detention without due process of the law. That was the goddamn declaration of war against we the fucking people and our autonomy. We should have fucking attacked then. I mean fucking attacked. And as far as, you know, talk about other people coming from other places, there's tyranny right where you're at, I promise you. Right where you're at. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to say yes to that. Let me be the first to say that I'll be right there with you, Henry. And that is a promise.
Oh, I know of several people. I wish that we were this all closer together, but we're not. But you'll find out that the intelligent people who've known this for so long and have fucking been working to stop it are the fucking poorest people in the goddamn land. Why? Because the goddamn Masonic Lodge and the fucking Dirty Church, they control the fucking industry and the Jews control the fucking currency. If you're someone who's going to come out, I mean, what are you going to say bad about the trenches? They go on there and they're advocating for the Bill of fucking Rights, for freedom, for liberty, and saying fuck the goddamn pigment of people's skin. We have a culture. We are a people. We have fucking the right to be free. We have the right to own the things that we create, just like our ancestors did when they came down out of them hills to Concord. They weren't giving it up. We're not giving it up. And you ain't fought us yet. So, I mean, that's why, you know, like this, I think this is what these old fucking propagandists are doing. You know, they're trying to throw all this shit in here like they have some kind of, you ain't got no goddamn power. You know it. Show it to me, you son of a bitch. You don't have shit. You got military fucking 10,000 Marines. You just fired 10,000 Marines that are going to come home and help, and they're going to be wanting to kick your fucking communist asses. You take all the fucking, veterans from fucking Vietnam, all those guys that got drafted because they had to go over there and fight international communism and find out there was communism already fucking here, that they were born into it, that it was all a lie when they had to watch their best friend fucking get blown to fucking bits. Another poor son of a bitch that got drafted just because he was fucking poor. And all the people that died in Korea for the same goddamn reason. Firing General Eisenhower, not Eisenhower. Who am I thinking of here?
Douglas MacArthur.
Douglas MacArthur. He had kicked goddamn North Korea's ass and was taking China out. China could have never been a threat to the United States. Truman calls him back and fires him. Why? Because this has been running on an international scale since the fucking beginning of goddamn time. When the first fucking pilgrims were sent over here, they weren't sent over here. They always make it seem like, oh, these people, they just wanted to escape the church over there. No, it was blind-ass fucking tyranny. And the people that came over here on the fucking Mayflower were under contract. They were indentured fucking servants, goddammit. They weren't just out here seeking it. They fucking came here, and it's just the way it turned out. Go ahead. Anyhow, the article I have in front of me here, I mean, this is just more of the same shit. And I mean, it ain't going to surprise nobody. I mean, none of us is going to go, oh, shit, that's, I mean, we better do something. I mean, Joe Biden imports almost 1.5 million migrants in 8 months. And if they say 1.5 million, you times it times three minimum. You've been watching. It's just like a goddamn, it's like the herds moving during the goddamn monsoons in Africa. It's unfucking believable. And they're doing it again in Europe. Why do they want all these cultures that are not fucking, I mean, different cultures brought into the same fucking place so that the people cannot unite? But we can. We can unite. Everyone who wants to be free, unite under that goddamn Bill of Rights. You fucking kick these fuckers out and enforce it as the law of this fucking land, and you have everything. You can confront any one of them. You can confront, even if there's fucking differences in cultures and shit. There's only one set of laws that makes you fucking free. And the Bill of Rights ain't about no goddamn religion. It's not about no, it's about fucking freedom and liberty. How do we get it? How do we keep it? How do we hang on to it? Because these son of a bitches are going to try and take it from us. That's what the people that wrote the Federalist Papers knew. And they did do it. They wrote the fucking perfect document, but by God, we have to enforce it. And it's going to cost some of us our fucking lives. Well, it cost them their fucking lives to get it in written form as the written ratified law, the supreme, superior, absolute law of this goddamn country. And it's our fucking responsibility to fucking enforce it. That's all we have to do. Enforce that fucking law. Everything else falls into place. Everything they want to do, they can't do because it's a violation of the law. I mean, it's not rocket science. But President Joe Biden, I got a little noise going there. President Joe Biden's government has inflated the foreign population in the United States to record levels by adding almost 1.5 million times 3 million migrants, and they're not fucking migrants, they're illegal aliens, they are fucking invaders, in just 8 months, according to census data reviewed by the Center for Immigration Studies. The policy added roughly one illegal migrant for every three Americans who entered the workforce during the same period. They're coming for you, middle class. We warned your asses. And you still went out and you fucking voted in a fucking fraudulent election. An election put on by a fucking occupation. You fucking traitors. The resulting inflow brings the official estimate of foreign population up to 46.2 million. 46.2 million. Now, goddammit, they tried to convince you that fucking a million people ain't that much. They fucking invaded Iraq with 250,000 troops. Hey, a million troops is just an unbelievable fucking army. We have 40 million! I mean, this ain't even counting everybody. This is just the people that I believe are ready to fucking rock and roll right now. 40 fucking million, and you're eating their shit like you're, like a punk! It is completely incredible to me. But I guess, we are all individuals. I mean, you take New York again, for instance. You can't say what each individual's thinking or what they're going to fucking do. I guarantee there's individuals there that have already said, fuck you. They've set their mind and they're going to fucking, you come for me, I'm fucking blowing your ass out of your fucking socks, bitch. They didn't get the fucking guns. They didn't get the fucking clips. I don't think they're going to get this either. But maybe that'll be what fucking takes to start it. But when it starts in New York, you don't gotta go to New York because the goddamn tyranny's right where you're sitting. Attack your own fucking tyranny. You say that the people in New York ain't got the moxie. Do you have the moxie to take it on where you're at? Because that's all you have to do. You don't even have to fucking travel. You don't got to travel fucking here a fucking quarter mile to be right to the fucking heart of the goddamn problem. So there's no fucking excuse for no fucking body. Plain and simple. And each individual would do what each individual fucking does. Plain and simple. But the fucking, those who have tasted fucking even the watered down milk toast fucking freedom that we have fucking known through our lives, I mean, this is a hell of a fucking shock. They're reset. They're expecting us to fucking, like, go into the store. You can't get, no peanut butter today, really. In a fucking store, you don't got no goddamn peanut butter? You fucking kidding me? Oh, could it be the zillion fucking Californians you pumped here? The moving of these populations? I mean, they're talking about food shortages. When we have these food shortages, we got 46 million motherfuckers that don't belong here. What are we going to do about them? You can, while you're sitting there watching your kids starve.
They got a target on their back.
What's that?
They got a target on their back.
You goddamn right they do. And
well, I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, you know, they don't belong here. That's the bottom line. Maybe they have this illusion in their head that because of all the crap that they're feeding these people, these people don't understand that American nationals are going to be gunning for them too.
Oh, hell yes. They understand exactly what's going on.
We're not giving up what's ours to give to any fucking body else.
No, we're not. No, we are not. We're going to watch our own children starve because a handful of motherfucking treasonous bastard Zionist Jew cocksuckers in Washington say that they're going to give all the food to your fucking people? You want a fucking bet? Do you want a fucking bet? We'll see about that, won't we? At any rate, guys, we made it to the top of the hour, and it's been an interesting conversation. I'm glad everybody rang in.
Well, hey, Henry, one more thing for you guys.
Go ahead.
I mean, just look at all this crap that's going on where these looters are going into stores and ripping off millions of dollars. You know, that's all. They're doing that for a reason. You wait till some bitches can't eat. Then you're going to see the true.
Yeah, and even the people that are back in the country and stuff, you know, you people in the rural areas, you better understand something. When them big cities, they got goddamn millions of people in them. And if they cut off the supplies to them, they'll be coming out of those goddamn cities. And you, there ain't nothing more dangerous than somebody that's fucking hungry, that's dying of fucking hunger. You think they'll fucking eat you. We've seen cannibalism.
Especially in the rural areas, Henry, that have cattle, you know, I mean, we're expecting that. I mean, I have cattle ranches all around me, you know.
Exactly,
and
we do here too.
That's the first thing you're going to expect, because they're going to where they can eat.
Oh yeah, I mean, when you starve somebody down, I mean, you talk about nothing to lose. That's nothing to lose. You're getting weaker by the fucking minute. You better get something to fucking eat, or you are going to fucking die. You'll do any goddamn thing, and they know it. And that's the chaos they want to fucking create. But what they don't understand is the people back in the jungle and the rural areas, we've been fucking living a hard life all the fucking long. And you come on out here, that's what we got all, that's why we saved all those billions of fucking 22 rounds for. But then again, well, you fucking people should have fucking done something. You were down there, you could have did something too. For everybody that did, hey, did you fucking prep at all? Did you, I mean, and the people that did prep, I mean, it's like the grasshopper and the ant. Well, tough shit, grasshopper. Move on down the goddamn road or I'll eat your fucking ass. Anyways, guys, we made it past the top of the hour. And again, an interesting conversation. And a few people stepping in. It's always nice and have a conversation. And we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just keep looking at this for what it really fucking is. And always, always, this is what, I mean, I don't care if I'm broke. I'm still looking for new ways to fucking better my fucking situation as far as fucking fighting. Plain and simple. Even if it's just working harder, working my muscles harder, or anything I can think of, I fucking do it. And you better be doing it too, and you better have your mind right, and you better be ready to take these motherfuckers out. And that is The Word from the Trenches.